Pauly has been giving me a hard time.
Giving everybody a hard time in this room for the last 10 minutes.
That's true. Actually,
with
no,
good
Pauly,
reason.
He's been being particularly nice to me today, so I don't
You're
wreck
gonna
it.
Get it tomorrow.
Do we need to go back to Friday morning?
Yes.
And the abuse that was heaped upon me on Friday morning when we talked about how do you say it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Casey. Let's
what
don't
happened?
Let's not pretend you don't remember.
Everybody remembers, Farwell. Clearly you do.
You want to go for a caramel sundae, Casey?
Gosh.
Let's go back to Friday morning,
no,
shall we?
I don't want to.
Well, we're going to.
Yeah.
Farwell says caramel.
No.
Caramel. Yeah, he does.
As in not caramel?
No, you say it as in the sauce that goes on anything that you want to eat.
Say it right now.
Caramel? Caramel.
Ugh, no.
I hate it when he does
that. Stop it. Don't ever say that word.
Why?
Caramel.
It's caramel. Oh, so you know there's an update from Farwell. Like his mom or his grade 11 English teacher said he was right or something, and we're all going to have to suck
you know,
it now.
I'm just going to sit here with my head in my hands and just let Farwell have this one. Go
so,
for
okay,
it.
Okay, Farwell, what happened?
Kathy sent us a message.
Okay, Kathy.
And
yep.
In the link, in the link from
off,
the message
Kathy.
Was a... Kathy's message contained a link to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. I'm sure we all know of Merriam-Webster making dictionaries since long before we were alive, even me. And
wait a sec.
Here's a little. Yeah.
Not 2 weeks ago, we did a bit about how annoyed you are with the dictionary people for putting in new words and phrases. Now you're their biggest fan.
I don't remember that.
When it's convenient for him, Jen.
I would just like
his narrative.
Kathy, I would like to thank you for sending in this.
Caramel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could we hear that one more time, Pauly?
Caramel.
Thank you.
Well, now.
Thank you.
Now, you're wrong. The dictionary is wrong.
The dictionary is never wrong.
It is. Well,
what did the dictionary say, Pauly?
Caramel.
Thank you.
Pauly, can you look up screw off and get her to say screw off?
Farwell, you're trying to prove us wrong by a computerized voice.
It's from the dictionary.
It doesn't
it's
matter.
From
doesn't
the
matter.
Dictionary.
How, when I'm driving in my car and I have my GPS on and she says, Hespelar, that doesn't mean it's
right.
It's not right.
In the dictionary.
Caramel.
In the dictionary, it is always right.
But you said last week it wasn't always
only
right.
Only the Oxford Dictionary. This is Merriam-Webster.
Oh, I gotcha.
Big difference.
Oh, again, so when it's convenient for you,
I
you
just,
get to pick and choose, Farwell. Okay, I see how it's, okay.
I don't
okay,
hear apologies fine. In any of this.
I'm not apologizing
all Friday
to you.
Morning.
It's pronounced caramel.
How is it pronounced, Pauly?
Caramel.
Okay.
No, that's not right.
No, right. Thanks, Kathy.
If you want to be pretentious and say caramel, then
caramel.
Go ahead.
See, I think it sounds like, I think it sounds kind of like trashy. Like you, like
caramel.
Yeah, caramel. Caramel. Like caramel. You don't know what you're saying. I don't think it sounds pretentious. The pecan is pretentious.
Yes, we did talk about how the pecan is pretentious.
Okay, so seriously, how long are you going to wait for an apology? Because we don't have
no,
that
that's
much
fine.
Time.
I think Kathy and I
Kathy's
and
wrong.
Our computer friend
Caramel
have made our point.
Wrong, wrong, and wrong.
Caramel.
Wrong.
Pauly, do you listen to the clips he sends you before
no,
you actually
no,
play
I don't.
Them?
I just hit the button.
You just do whatever he says?
Caramel.
Next time, can you pass that by Casey and I?
Yeah, give me a heads up, Pauly.
Oh, see, now this
Come
is
on.
Turning on me now.
You know what?
Don't turn on anybody.
2 minutes ago, we were all mad at Farwell, and now it's my fault. Thank you.
Caramel. Again.
Sugar. That would make it better. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. That's for you, Farwell. It's clear. It's clear because one of our coworkers from our sister station, from
who is so gutless, by the way, he didn't send this to me.
He
gutless.
He works at 96.7 at Chime FM. PJ, he sent this over to us.
Gutless PJ,
and he didn't send it to you. He did not send it to you.
No.
Clearly, this has turned into a popularity contest, and we're winning, Casey.
PJ,
well,
by the way,
I'm
PJ the DJ is also an Ottawa Senators fan.
Ah!
You should know this. I'm not gutless. I'm saying that to him on
okay.
the air right now.
So this is from dictionary.com. Play. Okay, so a second ago, you played the version that came from
Merriam-Webster, an actual dictionary.
Merriam-Webster.
Yeah.
And Kathy sent this to Farwell.
Caramel.
That was what, just to make, to please him, you know.
Caramel.
And now from Dictionary.
Webster's Dictionary, people.
From Dictionary.com. Farwell's already decided this is not a real thing.
Might as well be the Urban Dictionary.
Because it doesn't fit his narrative. So here it is. Play this one PJ sent us from Dictionary.com. Pauly.
Caramel.
Yeah. So what you can do is listen to PJ on Chime 96.7 and he can say caramel all caramel. Day long. Or you can listen to the fine folks here at Country 106.7, where we say it the right way.
Caramel.
You're welcome.
Don't take this over, okay? This is between me and Jen. We're right. You're wrong. PJ's on our side. You're just upset that everyone... Oh, sorry. You have Kathy.
Yeah.
You have Kathy and the and whatever that dictionary.
Caramel.
And Polly.
Caramel. Polly.
I think what we should do is, Farwell, you should get Kathy. We'll get PJ. We're going to march our little patooties over to DQ later, and we're going to ask the experts.
That's fine.
We should ask the experts.
That's fine.
I like that
Don't
idea.
You think?
Jen said, go over to your friends at DQ. They'll solve this. They're the experts. Well, we have three experts standing in front of us. So under Sundays, one, two, three, fourth one down, how do you say that?
Caramel.
Okay, thank you. Whatever, don't put that in my face. I know how to say it. It's caramel.
Caramel. It's just like when people say a poutine. It's a poutine.
Now, we had somebody else call us and say poutine. C'est en français. It's poutine. I agree it's poutine.
But we're not in France. We're in Ontario.
Hi, Lisa.
Okay, I don't want to taint this, yes. So I just need you to tell me. Under your sundaes, hot fudge, strawberry, cherry, and what's the next one?
Hot fudge caramel.
That's closer, right? That was closer. Can you say that one more time?
Caramel.
Okay. I'm always going to get my sundaes made by you.
Okay.
Thank you. Here comes the boss.
Okay. The one after cherry, what
oh,
is it?
Oh, caramel.
What is it?
Caramel.
See?
Yeah.
Caramel.
You have excuse me on Newfie? Whatever comes out of my mouth is what you're going to get.
I'm coming in to get caramel sundaes from everybody except you.
Okay, first of all,
yeah,
that girl, that young, uneducated woman, girl, I'm going to say, that poutine is not from France. It's from Quebec. It is a French-Canadian. Listen. I'm not done, Polly. It is a French-Canadian dish, and it is poutine. It's not poutine.
But
she bastardized
it. Yes, but she's the one who actually said caramel. She was on our side.
I agree with her. But then she made me lose faith and confidence when she said...
And then also, may I point out, the last woman who spoke, she said caramel and then said caramel.
She did because not say caramel. To manipulate. He tried to manipulate her.
Paula, you're going to need to pull that piece up.
He made her nervous with a microphone in her face. He's been doing it to politicians all the time.
That was closer. Can you say that one more time?
Caramel.
No.
Okay. Wrong piece.
I'm always going to get my sundaes made by you.
Okay.
Thank you. Here comes the boss.
Okay. The one after cherry, what is it?
Oh, caramel.
What is
it? See? Caramel.
See?
She said caramel and
she
said
caramel. She's a newfie. It's the accent.
What is that supposed to mean?
So what does that mean? That means you're right or we're right?
It means the accent. And she didn't say caramel. She wasn't even close to saying caramel.
Caramel.
What is it?
Caramel.
Caramel. Caramel.
Farwell.
That's
Farwell.
What she said. Caramel, caramel.
You are holding on to this argument the way you hold on to relationship baggage. And frankly, I don't think it's serving your heart.
I was simply...
Check the baggage, Farwell.
You
check
guys
it.
Are hilarious. I was following instructions. I go to talk to three people at DQ.
Two of them said caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel. You know what? Let's take it to the street.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. Okay, you guys take it to the street. I have proved on more than one occasion this week that caramel is the correct pronunciation.
Two of those people said caramel.
They said caramel.
Two of them.
Two said caramel.
Play it again, Polly.
Oh, my God.
They said caramel.
Oh, my gosh.
Caramel.
Caramel. She clearly has a third syllable in it.
Yeah.
She does.
She said caramel and then she said caramel.
Yeah.
She said both. So that one's out. So we're back at 50-50.
I'm still concerned about that poor girl who thinks poutine is from France.
Now let's start the debate. Is it croissant or is it croissant?
Croissant.
In the face of overwhelming evidence to the contrary, these two still insist they're right.
Shocking.
The women say they're right.
Does everybody see how Farwell switches a story to fit his own narrative?
It's Farwell's world. We're just clearly living in it.
Like the spelling bee from 1986, can't let it go. Like the relationship baggage from 92, can't let it go. Now, caramel is the new thing Farwell can't let go in 2017.
You guys can't stand being wrong. It's that simple. And now you don't want to buy me my free Sunday. I get it.
It's not often you're right, Farwell,
and
you're wrong again.
I'm not buying you a Sunday anytime soon.
No.
Unbelievable.
It'll be a Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Unbelievable.